I click.
Hey, we're good to go.
Recording. Great. All right. Well, I'm gonna call our meeting to order, our first meeting of 2022. Going down the agenda, our first item is approving the minutes from December 7th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second that. Any questions about the minutes? Friendly amendments?
This is Doug. I'm not seconding those because I wasn't there apparently. I looked them over and I saw my name wasn't there, so I must have missed that meeting.
That's a fair point, Doug. Yeah, so Josh and I can confirm it was accurately captured. So it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
And I guess I'll abstain because I wasn't there.
Okay.
So the minutes are still approved. Moving on to the loans, we have five loans that are all infrastructure based for this year, a little over $535,000. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I move to approve loans.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Rich, are you on? I assume Rich, you're on this call. Do you want to talk us through the five loans we're looking at today?
Sure. Thank you, Sarah. Like you mentioned, the five loans are for infrastructure project or equipment purchases. The one that is a little unusual is that the town of Stockbridge is purchasing land that is adjacent to their fire department. To provide the fire department with an additional driveway. And from what I understand, there is some water quality issues involved with that land acquisition also. Other than that, they are bread and butter.
Yep. Looks like it. Great. Any questions for Rich? See none, is there a motion to approve the loan?
I so move.
I'll second it. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Doug.
Thanks. The loans are approved. Moving down to old business. Tom, is there any news on keeper besides what we talked about on December 7th?
No, absolutely nothing. We got no developments over the holidays.
Understandable. All right. So there's nothing on the paper mills. There's no new business. So we move into routine business. A chief investment officer report. Rich.
I'll keep it short today. I wanted to mention that there were no capital calls made at the end of the year for the Nuveen real estate commitments that total $60 million. We expect all the funds to be called during the first three quarters of 2022. In addition, the investment committee made a commitment of $5 million to the venture capital fund named the Idea Fund of La Crosse. This commitment is subject to due diligence report to be conducted by the Marquette Associates. The Idea Fund is one of the original Badger Fund of Funds, which were supported through state investment. We have been impressed with Jonathan Horn and made this commitment to his second fund, Fund Two. That's all I have for today.
And Rich, I just want to point out, something that the board added to the investment policy a few years ago was doing what we can to continue to support Wisconsin. And I just want to say this is an exciting new, I think, hopeful potential in the portfolio now with the Idea Fund and then before with the No Venture Gain Fund, also based out of Madison. So this is exciting investments that are good for the portfolio and hoping to make a difference here. Moving on to Tom's report.
Not much to report today. I wanted to point out a couple things though. The timber revenue this year is up. Kevin Burns is our new manager in the Lake Tahoe.
Tom, sorry to interrupt, but I really can't understand you. Is it me or is it the machine you're talking into?
No, I think it's the mask more than anything else. So the thing I wanted to point out is that because of the fact that we have allowed some summer logging in some areas where the ground is firm, that in the past had been strictly winter logging, it has allowed us to do to get caught up a little bit on our timber sales. And now we have about the same amount of revenue in half this year as we did in all of last fiscal year, which is a nice development. But at the same time, we're still making sure that we are protecting the environment and we're doing things in a sustainable manner. So that's all good.
We'll always take positive reports, Tom, on increasing timber sales.
Yes.
Any questions for Tom? Should we go to the board chair's report? I don't have anything to report. I think, Tom, just my request for you is just letting us know the quarterly reporting meetings so we can just prepare for those.
Yes.
I know those are going to be a little bit longer.
So it will be the first week of February.
Okay.
And as Rich has pointed out in the past, as our portfolio tilts more and more toward some of the private investment funds, even though the report is a month after the quarter end, we will not have received a lot of those reports prior to that meeting. So it will still be a work in progress. So we will not fully reflect all the activity of that quarter. So.
Yeah. And then do we know when the other ones were, like, Q2, Q3, Q4?
Yeah, so if you just add a month after all of them, so at the end of December would be the end of technically our quarter two to be operating in the fiscal year, so yeah. That would be the first meeting in February. So the next quarter would end at the end of March, which would be the first meeting in
February. Yeah.
Next quarter would end at the end of June, so it would be the first meeting in August. So,
okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. I just think she'll be, is Tweet on or she's not?
She's sick.
We can just track that so we know.
Okay.
That's it for my report. Anything from the commissioners?
Nothing for me.
Mr. Secretary of State, anything from your end?
I couldn't hear the question. Like I say, I'm having trouble understanding most of you. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe you talk too fast. I'm not sure.
I mean, I have been known, Doug, to talk fast. So that is not an uncommon thing. I just said if there's anything that you'd like to see on our next agenda.
I guess maybe in connection with what I just said, I'd like Tom and the staff to think about a better kind of microphone system for Tom particularly and Rich. Sarah, I hear you pretty well, and I hear Josh sometimes pretty well, but maybe that would be something they could look into. I would appreciate it. I'd like to be able to hear what's going on. Thank you very much.
It was quite a bit easier to hear when, Sarah, you and Tom were standing up. I don't want people to have to stand up every time, but... It's more muffled when people are further away.
Yep, we can work on that. All right. If there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good week, everyone.
Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Tom, are you still there?